Hey guys, so this month's random fact is that I've never played Roblox, and the reason for this is that when I was like 14, one of my Minecraft friends who lived in a different time zone sent me a message at like 7 in the morning and was like, hey, wanna play Roblox? And I said, I don't have Roblox, and so he offered to help me download it because I was incompetent and didn't even know how. And so we start calling on Skype because this was before Discord became popular. And so he's walking me through the process of downloading Roblox. And my dad hears me talking to someone in my room. And keep in mind, it's like 7 a.m., so it's kind of weird. So my dad comes knocking on my door and he's like, "Who are you talking to?" And I was like, "My Minecraft friends." And then I had to hang up and explain to my dad that I was about to play Roblox. And then my dad was like, "Well, what do you know about this game?" And I was like, "I don't know." And so then he goes into his office and, like the protective, dedicated parent he is, he starts researching Roblox. And he's reading about it on Reddit and stuff. And then he comes to the conclusion that it's too sketchy or something. And so he says, "I'm not allowed to play it." And then I had to tell my Minecraft friend that I couldn't play Roblox after all. It was a humiliating experience. And therefore, I have never attempted to play Roblox ever again. Anyway, with that, let's get into your questions. So, Spiderbrat2 asked, "What made you want to do this type of ASMR? And your videos help me feel so good about myself when I feel down. Thank you." You are so welcome, and you should feel good about yourself. What made me want to do this type of ASMR? Like, as opposed to other types of ASMR? Funnily enough, I was actually exposed to ASMR roleplays before I was exposed to traditional ASMR. So I've actually never even really listened to traditional ASMR. So I never contemplated doing any other kinds of ASMR. But what made me want to do roleplays is I've always loved creative writing and movies and books and, I guess, just stories in general, with an emphasis on dialogue. So at the time that I started my channel, I really wanted to pursue screenwriting. So I really liked that I would get to write my own scripts, and I also really liked the idea of voice acting because it just seemed fun. And I'd been told previously that I have a relaxing voice, so it all just kind of fit, I guess. Sam asked, "You're on a long road trip and it's your turn to pick the song. What are you gonna play?" Ooh, lately I've been listening to Matilda by Harry Styles a lot. Like, I've just had it on loop. So I think I'd probably go for that. Gray Monahan asked, "I should probably ask a question about Vampire Diaries, but I've never seen it. So in your opinion, should I watch the show and why?" No. Just kidding. Yes. It is a pretty long show, though. It's 8 seasons, so it's a commitment. It's also, I'm going to be honest, some plot lines bored me a bit, and kind of everything past like season 3 for me is a blur, but I would definitely recommend maybe watching the first few episodes and seeing if it's something you like. The writing is really good in my opinion, and the characters are likable, and it just has a cool small town mysterious vibe, so I think it's a fun show. Catherine Pierce definitely inspired my vampire series a little bit. Flynn asked, Okay, so I'm glad to hear I picked up on the Barbie reference. I used to watch them with my little sister when we were super young because she wouldn't want to watch it with anyone else in the house, haha. So my question is, what's your favorite Barbie film and why? I love that you know your Barbie films. Oh, that's tough. I love all of them. They're so aesthetic and nostalgic for me. But my all-time favorite has got to be Barbie as the Princess and the Pauper because I think the plot is just fantastic. Like I said, I love the aesthetic, and to top it off, the music is amazing. Juan L. asked, "Your voice is beautiful and calming. Thank you for making these audios. Would you say you're proud of yourself and why?" Aw, you're absolutely welcome. I would say I'm proud of myself. I'm proud of myself because I was very self-conscious about having an ASMR YouTube channel. Like, I was kind of embarrassed for a while, to the point that I had anxiety. People I know in real life would find it and think it's bad or cringy or whatever. But I really, really wanted to keep making content because I love it so much and it's basically my dream job. So I think I'm just proud of myself for sticking with it and slowly but surely not caring what people think. I still care. I'm still working on it, but I'm definitely more comfortable with it now. Smitty asked, "What's your dream vacation and who would you bring? Pets are allowed." I think my dream vacation would be the Bahamas. Unfortunately, I don't have any pets to bring, but I would bring my mom and we would go swimming and go diving and explore underwater shipwrecks. That's my dream vacation. Ethan asked, "What are your thoughts on making a horror ASMR? I know there is a zombie series, but is there a chance we would get some more spooky ASMRs this October? And if so, what type of spooky ASMR would you do? Keep up the great work." Thank you. I do like the idea of making spooky role plays. However, they are not very popular amongst my target audience. I think people. The majority of people who view my channel are looking for more like sweet, comforting, cuddly kind of role plays. However, come October, I do have a couple ideas kind of floating around in my head. I was thinking I'd make a ghost girl role play, but I think it wouldn't be like very scary. I think it would be kind of more on the sweet side. Aaron asked, "If you were to make a series doing an accent that's very different from yours, what would you pick and can we hear it a little?" Oh no. I'm awful at accents. I can't do an accent to save my life. But if I were to do an accent, I guess I would attempt a British one. Because that seems like the easiest in comparison to other accents. Kill me. Aaron also asked, "You meet your soulmate, but you accidentally piss off a witch who, in return, places a curse on your soulmate. She gives you a choice. Either they can only communicate with you through interpretive dance or only through surrealist abstract sketches. Which one do you choose and why?" That is such an interesting question. I'm gonna say interpretive dance, because then they don't have to carry a pen and paper everywhere. Bagel Tanker asked, "What do you think your worst audio is?" Oh my gosh. Anything made more than like 6 months ago. Just kidding. Although I do hate all of my older audios. I think my worst one is probably "Girlfriend Comforts You After Nightmare," which has since been deleted, thank goodness. Khan asked, Would you rather drink hot cocoa on a cold day or cold lemonade on a hot day? Ooh, both options are delicious. I'm gonna say cold lemonade on a hot day. It's been a while since I've had lemonade, and that sounds really, really good right now. Gray Monahan asked, okay, a weird one, but the way you say the phrase, what in the world, in bloopers or reading comments, for some reason, it's one of the most wholesome, adorable things I've ever heard, and I don't know why, but it makes me smile like an idiot. So the question is there a specific sentence that will instantly put a smile on your face, deliberately or not? What in the world? That is so sweet. I don't know if there's a specific sentence that can put a smile on my face. I had a friend a few years back that would say, get that out of here if you said something he didn't like. And I always thought that was really funny. So maybe that. Get that out of here. Zero Factor asked, keeping with TVD, how did you like the spinoff The Originals? I'm ashamed to say I've actually never watched The Originals. That's something I've got to do. Khan asked, have you seen the new Batman movie? And what's your favorite Netflix series? Mine is Outer Banks, LOL. I love Outer Banks. I have not seen the new Batman movie, unfortunately. And my favorite Netflix series is probably The Haunting of Hill House. Lucas K. Shaw asked, I just joined and I know you probably get this all the time, but do you think you'll ever do a face reveal? I thought about it early on, but I think the more time passes, the more I'm like, absolutely not. I like staying anonymous. It's easier that way, and I also don't have to worry about compromising my safety. Also, the thought of announcing to like 60,000 people, hey, here's my face, is kind of scary. Sam asked, is there someone you think about when you roleplay these audios? Maybe a crush? Maybe a celebrity? Maybe me? Maybe? If not, apple pie recipe, please. I think about you every time, Sam. I have to stop myself from calling the listener Sam on accident. Interestingly enough, I don't ever visualize the listener when I'm writing or recording. I kind of more just visualize the scenery, I guess. As for an apple pie recipe, I don't have one off the top of my head, so I'm gonna have to get back to you on that. If you have one, please do share it. We can swap recipes. Gray Monahan asked, why is Gray Monahan your most irritating patron? Please don't actually answer that. That is not true. You are not annoying. Don't ever say that. But seriously, what's something in your day-to-day life that you find irritating, or at least more irritating than perhaps you should? And please hear your answer isn't my comments, LOL. Of course not. Loud noise when I'm trying to record drives me insane. Helicopters, trucks, landscaping, ambulances, you name it. Lord Hubble asked, greetings, Star Wars or Star Trek or neither? Don't hate me, but I've never seen Star Trek. I have, however, seen Star Wars, so Star Wars. My brother and I used to lightsaber fight all the time when we were younger, and we'd reenact the Mustafar fight scene between Anakin and Obi-Wan. Gray Monahan asked, how did you come up with the different Patreon benefits, like your random content or reading comments, etc.? I love them all. Thank you so much. For benefits like exclusive audios and bloopers and polls, I just looked at other creators' pages and that's what they were all doing, so I kind of just figured I'd do that too. But stuff like reading comments and like reading my diary, I came up with those myself. I was just thinking of stuff I could read, and those came to mind. You also asked, and how often do people from the Glisten tier ask for the phone call or birthday card? Even if I did live in the US, I think I'd be way too nervous, lol. You'd be nervous. I'd be nervous. I get so nervous doing phone calls. Even though I love you all so much and I want to talk to you guys, I'm like my heart is pounding when I call y'all. I would say between 5 and 10% give me their phone number. And then 5% give me their address for a birthday card. Gray Monahan also asked, do you have a favorite thumbnail for your audios? You have a talent for choosing great artists. I think my favorite thumbnail is the remake of the Girl Next Door Thunderstorm one. I was really excited about commissioning that one. Gray Monahan asked, being bored is the only excuse I have for asking this question, but here it goes. Unfortunately, aliens are invading. The evil kind. Fortunately, there is hope for humanity. Afterglow ASMR. You have been put in charge of assembling a highly skilled team of heroes to save the world. Unfortunately, your only choices are the following. Mariah Carey, Colonel Sanders, Mr. Mosby from the Sweet Life shows, Ucho T. Cactus, feel free to Google, Kelsey from High School Musical, aka the talented one, Mike Wazowski, Patrick Stewart, Oprah, Flynn Rider, the guy from the Daddy Chill meme, MJ, but only the Kirsten Dunst version, Kevin or Nick Jonas, but not both, the Cookie Monster, George Lucas, and the restaurant critic from Ratatouille. You can only choose a team of 5. Who do you choose? The world is counting on you. Oh my gosh, the pressure is on. High stakes. Who do I choose? I'm gonna say Mariah Carey, because she can do whistle notes, and I feel like that would be helpful in either distracting the aliens or doing some kind of battle alert signal. Mr. Mosby, because he's a boss. Flynn Rider, because he's Flynn Rider and very handy with a frying pan. MJ, because the aliens would kidnap her and then Spider-Man would want to save her, so we'd automatically get Spider-Man on our team. And then George Lucas, because if anyone knows anything about aliens, it's George Lucas. Gray Monahan asked, do you have any summer plans? Moving out, swimming a lot, possibly a road trip to the Grand Canyon with some friends. Just focusing on creating content. Bagel Tinker asked, can you demonstrate your normal speaking voice? What do you sound like when you aren't doing an audio? Ooh, good question. I'm soft-spoken in real life, so I naturally have a fairly quiet voice. So, this right here is my normal speaking voice, I guess. Gray Monahan asked, what color do you wear most day-to-day, and what is your favorite item of clothing you own? I think I wear a lot of white. And my favorite item of clothing is probably this flowy white dress that I got last summer. It looks a little bit like something a pirate would wear, which I think is why I like it so much. Nordfolen asked, classroom with 3 rows, front, middle, back, where do you sit? Whatever seat is by a window. If there aren't any window seats, then I'm gonna say the back. Nordfolen also asked, what was the longest distance and fastest speed you ever drove in a car by yourself and as a passenger? as a passenger, I'm not sure, maybe like 80 or 85. And then the fastest I've ever driven by myself was 70 on the freeway. The speed limit was 65, I think, and I was driving too slow, and then I panicked and overcompensated by going too fast. Okay, so that was the last question, so I'm gonna wrap this up. Thank you for asking such fun questions, and I can't wait to record the next one. Bye, guys.